Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just mean by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
You heard what the man said, toll free. My favorite four-letter word is free. 866-554-PETS. As a certified animal behavior consultant, I am here to help you with your problem with your cat screaming at 3 in the morning or your dog who wants to eat the neighbors. Whatever it is, I can help, or at least I can try to help. Here's something I wish I could be of more help with. That is cancer in our pets. And it's fascinating to me because 35, 45 years ago, yes, some of our pets did get cancer, but nowhere near to the numbers of today. Why is that? Well, in part, the line has always been, and I believe it in part is true, our pets are living longer than ever before. But I wonder if there are other reasons for this too, including the fact that our dogs and cats share the same environments as we do. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about alternative approaches to treating cancer with Dr. Kendra Pope. And the singing veterinary technician. Yes, long awaited. You know, some radio shows offer live hits with maybe Adele singing. No, no, not for us. We've got the singing veterinary technician. All of that in your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS.
Margaret in North Carolina, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Well, we have a new little kitten at our house. She's biting. I almost want to say nipping instead of biting, but mm-hmm. I guess when they open their mouth and use their teeth, it's a bite.
Okay.
I've taken her to the vet, and he's given me a couple of theories. And
what did he say?
Well, he said we don't know what the first 6 months or so of her life was like. Someone found her, and then we took over ownership of her. And we've had her for maybe 2 or 3 months. We're guessing she's about a year old. I mean, she's pretty good size, but she still acts like a kitten. She mm-hmm. plays all the time. Let's see. I lost my train of thought now.
So he had a couple of theories. Here's my theory.
Oh, the vet, yes.
I can give you my theory. What happens yes. with some of these cats, we'll see if your veterinarian said the same thing, is that,
okay.
you know, we can be adequate teachers, but boy, oh boy, litter mates and their moms are
yeah.
so much better. So what happens with these very young kittens is they bite down too hard on a litter mate or their mom, and instantly, I do mean instantly, 1 second, they get a message that biting down too hard is not appropriate. They learn what's called bite inhibition. They inhibit the bites, so it's not so hard, and okay. it's just a playful bite. And your kitten has had no way to learn that. And
right.
we're not nearly, now in a year, we could teach a cat that or a kitten, but it will take us months and months and months to do what a litter mate or mom can do instantly. It's incredible how that works. Now, I don't know if your veterinarian said the same thing or not, but that's...
Well, he said ideally a kitten should stay with its mom until they are like 8 to 10 weeks old.
Right.
But basically he said the same thing, that she should have been taught that by her mother or her littermate.
Yeah. So,
and I told him that she does not bite my husband. And he said, well, you're not going to like this, but let me give you the pecking order in your house.
No. It's not. No. I don't. That's where I disagree with your veterinarian.
Okay.
I don't believe it has anything at all to do with pecking order. It might have something to do with the way you're responding as opposed to the way your husband is responding. It doesn't matter to me how you're each responding. Let me tell you what we should and shouldn't be doing. What we sometimes do is we do these dramatics and say, no, and we move our finger even more, and your cat doesn't know how to, the kitten doesn't know how to interpret that, whether we're playing back or what. So the best thing to do with these kittens that bite down too hard, we have a couple of choices. One, and it's a favorite of mine because it so often simply works and there's nothing aversive about it, is to punish your kitten. And here's how I mean punishment. Just gently pick up the kitten. You might want to say no, give a verbal cue to it. Quickly then take the kitten to a bathroom or a bedroom and close the door. Give the kitten a timeout. That's simple. You know, our cats want to be with us, you know, and our dogs. And your kitten will learn, and it may take two or three or four times, that if I do that, then this is what happens to me. But at the same time, it's really important, because your kitten's still pretty young, to give your kitten things to do, things to go after, things that your kitten can bite and play with. So take an interactive toy a couple times a day. That's one of those fishing pole type toys with feathers or fabric at the end of the toy. And play with your cat using that. And make sure that you have play toys that are around. Rotate those toys so they are always interesting. Otherwise, they're the same old toys that become dull and boring. I've already killed that. I don't need to do that again. So rotating the toys is really helpful. So try those things out. You know, I hear so often from people who say, I have a dog who is hyper. Really? Is there such a thing? I will talk about that coming up in our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. One of the many ways you can reach us, actually, as I think about it, you can phone us. You can do that 24/7. That's the thing. Phone lines are always open, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. How else can people reach us? Twitter, I do it, Steve Dale Pets. You can reach me there through my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World. How else can people? Oh, check out my blog. I'll promote everything. ChicagoNow.com/Steve Dale. You can reach me through my blog. How else can people? Oh, passenger pigeon. Absolutely. I accept all passenger pigeons. Our website is petworldradio.net. And on that website, you can see dozens and dozens and dozens of videos that we've done, recorded at veterinary conferences and other sorts of meetings where we bring our cameras to where the experts are. Speaking of those experts, we have one on the show talking about alternative ways to treat cancer. Are some of them way out there, maybe too far out there where we are wasting our money or not? What makes sense to do? What doesn't make sense to do? We'll talk with Dr. Kendra Pope about that. And Blue Buffalo, the pet food company, has done an amazing thing, spending $6 million to support us better understanding cancer in kids as well as our pets. And I'll talk about that next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name. Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you! The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston, it said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
You know Blue Buffalo, the pet food company. They use ingredients only from the USA, and they're doing very, very well. That's wonderful. Even more wonderful is their Blue Buffalo Cancer Foundation. They have spent millions of dollars supporting us better understanding cancer in dogs in particular, but also cats. All of that is great. But now they've done something that I believe is transformational. And I was honored, really, to be there when this happened at The Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Blue Buffalo announced, we are giving you, and they have one of those giant checks that you see at these sorts of things that are bigger than a person is. We are signing this giant check to $6 million, $6 million for you to better understand cancer in pets and in people. That's the thing. It's called comparative medicine, and it really makes sense to me. So for many years, experts were inducing cancer, creating cancer in primarily rodents in laboratories. They don't naturally get these cancers. Also, these rodents don't live in our environments, and to determine how a drug is going to do, you need to understand long-term effects. Well, long-term for a rat or a mouse is weeks. I mean, really. So how do you know what would have happened? I mean, there's no way to tell. There are advantages to using lab animals, rodents in particular. I get that. But overall, doesn't it make sense to study dogs? Because dogs get these cancers anyway. They don't need to be induced. Dogs genetically are much closer to us than your average rat is. So it just makes perfect sense. And if you determine long-term treatment of the drug, we know what the lifespan of a dog typically is, depending on the size of the dog, the breed of the dog, et cetera. And we can better follow that than we can in lab rodents. So it just makes absolute sense. But what makes more sense is getting the drugs to market. So if a drug is found, you know, on the animal side, it more easily can be tested than on the human side. And I understand that. So a drug for a couple of million dollars can go out there, be tested, be successful or not. But if it is, now then the human researchers can say, okay, the groundwork has been done. Now we can get money from the National Cancer Institute or one of the national organizations to spend many millions of dollars to determine if this helps some people. And they're looking specifically at bone cancer, osteosarcoma. Right now, they'll look at other types of cancers as well. Now, bone cancer in certain large breed dogs is sadly somewhat common in greyhounds, but also Irish wolfhounds, even Labrador retrievers, Irish setters, etc. It is identical to bone cancer in kids, so I'm told by the experts. They've hit a wall with treating children. They can help and quote-unquote cure about 70%. Those kids will live out a normal lifespan. They suffer a lot,
you know, as sadly they go through the treatment and they have the cancer in the first place, but eventually they recover. That's great. That's a majority. But we're talking children. What about the other 30%? And that's not changed in decades. So the human pediatric oncologists are saying, we welcome this. This is amazing. And, of course, the veterinary oncologists say this is amazing because now we have some funds where we didn't have any funds before. It's a win-win, all in this instance made possible by Blue Buffalo. But my hope is that others will come in with money and say, hey, do this. The thing about The Ohio State University College of Veterinary Medicine, however, is there's right there, there's a human medical facility for cancer, too. So they're easily able to work together. But I sure hope we see more of this. I think it's absolutely terrific. Now, what to do about cancer if it's diagnosed in your dog? That's a conversation we'll have in just a few minutes with Dr. Kendra Pope.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Don't care if it either came from prescription or dealer. Was it Lay's or chocolate chips or was it not? All we want to do is help your dog.
With the National Association of Veterinary Technicians in America, it's Kelsey Carpenter, performer, veterinary technician, soon to be veterinary nurse, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
correct.
That's
hopefully.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that first. So
yeah.
Veterinary technicians, those are the assistants in the veterinary office.
Basically, yeah.
I would argue people don't even know everything a veterinary technician does by any means.
Absolutely.
But you're going to have a change in title soon.
Yes. And hopefully it'll sort of make people a little more easy to relate to. I always imagine when you're growing up as a kid, you want to be a doctor or a firefighter or a nurse. No one thinks of veterinary technician. No one really knows what that term means. So changing the term to veterinary nurse would make it more relatable, available. People would understand kind of more what we do potentially.
Yeah, and in fact, that's one of your functions is to communicate with people what you do. Mm-hmm. And you've written music to help do that.
Yes.
And one of those things is to communicate and work with clients about mm-hmm. flea and tick prevention, mm-hmm. heartworm prevention too. Mm-hmm. And you sing about it?
I do. I felt like I needed a venue in which to reach out to clients, to fellow technicians, to fellow doctors, things like that, in a way that was entertaining, in a way that drew people in. You know, there's articles all over the internet, but sometimes in this kind of world where we're go, 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 there's no time to sit and read. So sometimes videos are the best way to reach people.
And song.
Yes. Absolutely.
Music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Humor.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, it absolutely is.
For flea and tick prevention.
Yes.
I've always said that. We'll find out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as a veterinary technician, we work in a high stress field. So it's kind of my personal way of decompressing. I think it helps other technicians sort of find the humor in what we're doing and hopefully offers a little bit of education to clients and pet owners as well.
Oh no, my dog just ate the weed.
Yes.
Where did you come up with that? Did that really happen to you?
So not to me personally, but we see it on almost a daily basis in the clinic I work in.
Are you in Colorado?
No, surprisingly not. California though.
That's even more worrisome.
Yes.
Not especially
Absolutely.
Surprising.
Yes, not at all, but.
Are you near Hollywood?
No, actually San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, that explains it.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's about letting people know, you know, that's one of the common things that happens with pets. People don't want to tell us, and it really affects the way we practice medicine for those pets. And it was about telling people, just tell us. We're not going to get you in trouble. We're not police. We're here to really just help your pet, and if you tell us what happened, we can do that all the better. So just kind of telling people in a way that's funny, that's approachable, that makes it a little lighter, even though it's a serious problem, makes it so people feel comfortable coming forward to us and letting us do our jobs.
Perhaps your favorite little ditty is mm-hmm. about your own dog.
It is, actually. It sort of talks about how I sort of enjoy my dog over humans sometimes, and I think some of us feel like that in the veterinary industry. Mm-hmm. We sort of got into this because we love animals so much. Sometimes we joke about taking the people out of the animal industry, and it would be even better. But for the most part, there are some really wonderful people in the industry as well, because most of us, whether we're pet owners or just working with pets, it's because we love animals, and that's the important part of it.
So you're going to write a song about this interview?
Potentially.
Ooh.
Do you want a song about it?
I want a song.
All right. I can make it happen.
I take
requests.
I love that. Kelsey, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
I sent out a Christmas card of just my dog and me. I'll be the first to admit she's in all my selfies. My Instagram and Facebook walls are covered in her face. And if you want to date me, then you better know your place. There is no room in my bed for you. I love her. Well, all my friends are getting married and buying houses, but I'm just busy dressing up my dog in her outfits. My mama is so ready for some grandkids of her own, but I would rather Netflix and chill with my dog at home. There is no room in my bed for you. You shouldn't be afraid to.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
BizTalkRadio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
And we are here to help you. And here is Noreen. Hi, Noreen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. What's going on?
So we adopted Berkeley from a shelter about a month ago.
And Berkeley, named for?
My maiden name was Burke.
Ah, okay.
So my daughter picked it out. So Berkeley is supposedly a pug mix. He's about... They claim he's about a year old.
Yes.
To us, he looks like a lab puppy, but he's an awesome dog.
A pug mix or a lab puppy, either one, all right.
Yeah, whatever you want to call him today.
Okay.
But anyhow, he's an awesome dog, totally trained, everything. We just want to know, how do you get him to play? Because, you know, like I have a tennis ball and I threw it and he just kind of looked at me like, yes, so.
What's that? Yeah. How old did you say the dog is?
They say he's about a year, a little over a year.
Do you know anything about his background?
None, except he came from somewhere down south.
Okay.
And our vet thinks he may have been neglected. I suspected maybe abused. He loves his crate. I mean,
yeah.
We'll run into
Okay. Maybe just not so much abused or neglected, but never experienced that, and a lack of socialization, maybe. So here's what you do: try something else. Tennis ball's not working. That's okay. You know, there are. I had once a water dog, a Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the books, this dog is supposed to love water. They were bred to go out into water, and in fact, to point at the bird. And then to go out into the water and retrieve the bird.
Right.
Well, there was one little issue. Our Brittany, who I adored, didn't like water. She never read the book. So, you know, different dogs do have different preferences. So try a squeaky toy.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, try a different kind of toy. And you know what? There was an interesting study. And you're going to, I want you to do this. Is your dog near you now?
No, he's not. I'm at the office.
Too bad. I'd want you to do this right now. If you pretend, can you do this at the office for me? Pretend to be a dog.
Okay.
If you were to bend over and do like one of those play bows that dogs do.
Yeah.
You know, where they put their two front legs up and their head goes toward the ground and they kind of lean forward.
Yeah.
And their rear end goes up in the air.
Yes. Yeah, he does that a lot.
Yeah. Okay. That means your dog is playing, by the way. So
okay.
I want you to do that right now. And it turns out that when we pretend to be dogs, our dogs like kind of begin to get it in some cases.
Okay.
I think that study was from Australia, actually.
Okay.
That's one possibility. The other thing is just when you're watching TV or something, you probably don't normally do this, sit down on the ground.
Okay.
I bet your dog will come up to you wiggling that rear end, giving you kisses in the face. When we're at their level, it's like, wow! And,
yes.
You know, we also have to pick the times when the time is right. So I'm not suggesting you're doing this, but when our dogs are sleeping and taking a nap, and that's not the best time. So when you come home from work, that is a time that your dog's inherently excited because really happy to see you. So that would be the time that I would try to play.
Okay. The other thing he does, and this isn't a bad thing, it's just curious. When we give him a treat, he zooms right back into his cage with it.
That's what a lot of dogs do.
Okay.
You know, I don't know about you, but I've met people. Now, I'm the type that will go to a restaurant and say to everyone that's there with me, do you want a bite? I even go to the next table. You want to try this? However, most people aren't like that, you know, and your dog's not like that.
Okay.
It could be the way your dog was raised. It could be just your dog's idiosyncratic nature. But you know what? That's common.
All right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, your dog doesn't want the food taken away.
No.
You know, I'll say that, but you know what? You give me a cookie. I'm going to guard it, too.
Yes. Okay.
866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. We move up north, way north to Canada. Sharon, you're on the radio. Hi.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm great.
You sound like you've been up and about and doing all sorts of things, shoveling snow and everything like that.
Oh, heck no. It's nice and sunny here. It's warm.
Of course. I know. How are you?
Great.
Well, what's going on?
Well, we rescued a little Jack Russell. We had two dogs before. They both passed away within 4 months of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to get another dog, but we wanted a small one just in case we had to move into an apartment or buy a condo or something. We rescued a little Jack Russell before she was to be put to sleep. She was going to be put to sleep on the Saturday. We picked her up on the Thursday.
Wow, good for you.
And she's a great girl. I love her. She's fantastic with the kids. They said she was terrible. We were promised from another person who knew her that she was an excellent dog with kids. They also said she was great with other dogs, but she is not.
Mm-hmm.
She's got that Jack Russell attitude, and I'm trying to work on it with her. A couple of weeks ago, we were walking, and she ran around me, nearly tripping me, and I lost control of the leash. She took off running after another dog and got hit by a car. She's fine.
Oh,
Okay. She's terrified of cars now, but I'm trying to figure out how do I get rid of this aggression with the other dogs.
Okay. Let's talk about that a little bit. So,
yeah.
What have you tried to do? You said you've tried to do some things.
Oh, well, we have been using a spray bottle with her as we're walking to break her concentration because the people that had her before us actually got her so focused with things, and she is. She's an extremely focused dog. She's been
sure.
on the police course and everything.
Oh, okay.
She's an amazing girl. She's only 4 years. She's 4 years old now. We've had her about 6-7 months. And like I said, we love her. We're not giving her up for anything.
All right. So let's do this. Take the spray bottle.
Yep.
And only use it from now on for your plants.
Okay.
Forget about using it for your dog. Instead.
I've been trying anything. Somebody suggested it to me, and it seemed to have worked. We put her on a choke collar.
No,
and
I forced her
into a sit position.
Okay. So I was going to ask you about the kind of collar you use. So forget about the choke collar.
Okay.
And put her in a body harness?
We tried the body harness. She's really, she pulls like crazy on them. We've had 3 different body harnesses.
All right. So what you need ultimately is someone who can help you hands-on. A dog trainer that knows positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
And that will help a lot because it'll help with the leash walking. And I can give you some basic tips.
Okay.
So if you have a Jack Russell, you have a dog that's really interested in squeaky toys or a dog that's really interested in food or both.
Yeah.
So which is your dog most interested in?
Toys, the squeaky toy.
Okay.
We have one that she's kept for about 3 months now.
All right. So take her favorite squeaky toy and take it away from her.
Oh, okay.
And only use it for the purpose for which I'm about to describe.
All right.
Take that toy. What's the toy's name?
It's Birdie.
I knew the toy would have to have a name. All right, so take Birdie out with you on walks.
Okay.
And hold your dog. What's your dog's name?
Pip.
Okay, so take your dog, Pip, out on these walks. And when Pip pulls in front of you, squeak the squeaky toy, and Pip's going to back up a little bit to get the squeaky toy. Another trick, and I still say use a body harness.
Uh-huh.
And you can use one that you like the best.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to name brand names. And, you know, sometimes even if I name brand names, what works best for one dog doesn't for another.
So, you're right. Yeah.
And oftentimes for owners, because some of them are so complicated to put on the dog in the first place. So don't get one of those. Get one that you like, but also one that seems to work for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
So your dog is pulling a little bit in front of you, so then squeak the squeaky toy, and your dog's going to come back to where the toy is, right?
You're right,
when your dog
yeah.
does that for 5 steps or 3 steps, give your dog the toy. When
okay.
your dog does it eventually for 6 steps or 10 steps, give your dog the toy. When your dog does it for 20 steps, we're going to ask more and more over time of your dog. So eventually this dog is going to be at your side. Now, having said that, you have a Jack Russell.
Oh, yeah.
So Jack Russells need 2 things. They're not going to be ever, in general, these perfect obedience dogs like a Golden Retriever might be that you see on TV. It's
yeah,
a Jack,
true.
And so the expectations have to be a bit different.
They are.
So you have to give your dog lots and lots of 2 things. Exercise.
Okay.
And lots of chances to sniff the world.
Okay.
And while all dogs require those chances to sniff the world and do better when they do get that opportunity, Jack Russells are one of those breeds that really needs to do that. But they also need to kill things. And they can kill or chase that little squeaky toy or a tennis ball. It doesn't have to be real things, I hope.
Yep.
But nevertheless, they need to do that. And having that outlet is really helpful because then you get at least some of that energy out when you go to take your dog for a walk.
Okay.
We may be able to get this problem, and I think you should be able to get this problem under control. Will your dog ever be perfect with other dogs and be happy, delighted to see other dogs? Well, some Jack Russells, the answer may never be yes.
Okay.
There's a new flu called canine influenza, threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we talk about a topic that, in fact, you asked me about, and I have an email question about this very thing, but it's a broad subject. There's lots of to talk about when it comes to ticks. What do you do about them? How do you prevent them? And about tick disease in general, Dr. Michael Paul will be here. Also, Wayne Pacelli, old friend of mine, the author of The Humane Economy, Animal Protection 2.0, How Innovators and Enlightened Consumers Are Transforming the Lives of Animals. Wayne is the president, CEO of the HSUS Humane Society of the United States. I am always honored to have him on the radio.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, how do I remove all these ticks from my Bowser? From Jeremy in Kentucky. So let me talk about sort of the 101 of pulling out ticks. Get a tweezer, or you can go to a pet store or online, because, of course, everything is available online, and get one of those tick-removing devices. But really, a tweezer works just as well. The flat-headed one, not with the one with the little points at the end. And pull in as far as you can go, or push in as far as you can go. Don't push the tick further into your pet. That is not good. Just push as far as you can go. Tweeze, is that the official language? Squeeze the tweezer and then pull straight out. Do not twist out. That is what you do. The sooner you do it, the less likely disease will be transmitted. So some tick diseases take many days to be transmitted. Some tick diseases, we don't know how long it takes. And some tick diseases take at least 12 hours. So if you can pull out, if you notice that tick and you can pull it out within a couple of hours, probably no tick disease will be transmitted. Is it still gross? Yes. You don't want ticks biting your dog. But that's the thing. You shouldn't be asking me this question in the second place, because in the first place, you should be using an appropriate product. Because here's what it says. How do I remove all these ticks? So, yes, a tick or two can get by maybe even some of the best products out there, I guess. All these ticks, that tells me you're not protecting your dog using a veterinary product. I like products with the newer technology, like Bravecto with Floral Honor. That protects your dog up to 12 weeks. There are other products as well. Talk to your veterinarian. As I said, here's what's important. Don't go. Do not ever go to the big box store and just randomly pick and choose. Some of those products simply do not work very well. And some of them work well, but may not be appropriate for your pet or your household. Do please, from a veterinary technician or your veterinarian, get input. You can learn more, and please check this out, this website that we help create, StopLyme.com. It is all about Lyme disease and other tick diseases, really an epidemic in America. So the question you asked, it's really a good question, and it's disconcerting that so many dogs are coming down with tick disease. It means we're not protecting our dogs, because we can do so much to protect our animals from tick disease, more than we can to protect ourselves from tick disease, actually. So between testing to determine if your dog has tick disease in the first place, and then most importantly, using a product, I mentioned Bravecto, using a product such as that, that really does work. And you know what? Making sure that it works so nothing gets through. If you live in an area that is Lyme endemic, you can vaccinate your dog. So between doing these things, we can do a better job and should do a better job at protecting our dogs, unfortunately, really, than we can ourselves. But here's the thing. If your dog has been diagnosed with Lyme or any tick disease, probably someone has been there with that dog, wherever that dog picked up that tick, right? Someone's been on the other end of the leash. And maybe that someone should be checked by a human physician as well. That's what StopLyme.com is all about. Check out the website when you can. Coming up next, we talked about cancer earlier in the program. Well, Dr. Kendra Pope is here to talk about some alternative therapies, which ones are really good ideas and which ones actually, in truth, might be a waste of money. That's next.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Kendra Pope is a veterinary oncologist who I am going to talk about cancer, which is not the most upbeat topic in the world. But there's something to be upbeat about, I think. Now there are a variety of therapies, and we can do better, and you tell me if I'm putting it right, we can do better to help our pets than we ever have before.
Absolutely, yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit, and I know it's difficult because there's so many kinds of cancers.
There are.
So we'll speak in generalizations,
okay.
But if your pet is diagnosed, dog or cat, are there now at least, again, it depends on the kind of cancer, mm-hmm. the age of the pet, a lot of variables,
sure.
but are there at least other options that were not available, say, 5 or 6 years ago?
Sure. I would say that those options have always been available. Maybe we didn't know about them. Maybe people were doing them that, as a veterinary community, we were uncomfortable recommending. Maybe they weren't being utilized appropriately. But definitely, so for my patients, some of the modalities that are utilized and incorporated into integrative oncology and what that means, one that is very well researched in human medicine and is recommended for all of my patients is acupuncture. So it's utilized to relieve pain, stimulate the immune system, appetite, energy, decrease vomiting and diarrhea, among other specific things. In people, it's utilized for lymphedema, for dry mouth, and for emotional distress.
So are we talking about, specifically for acupuncture, but mm-hmm. other modalities as well,
mm-hmm.
are we talking about two things? Are we talking about maybe helping, assisting with and benefiting the treatment,
mm-hmm.
and there are probably other things going on as far as the treatment, namely
mm-hmm.
drugs,
mm-hmm.
but are we also talking about improving the pet's quality of life?
Absolutely, and that is the bottom line for all of them. So my goal and a conversation that I typically have with the owner is always to kind of give me 3 bullet points on why they're there to see me. You know, I want to make sure that their goals are aligned with mine and that what they think I can do is what I think I can do. And for, I would say, 95% of owners, it's their quality of life. And that's where I think that I really can be of benefit. Is there an opportunity for integrative modalities to increase the treatment, to benefit the patient's outcome? Yeah, I think that there is. It's not as well studied. It's not as definitive in the literature and the evidence. But with the quality of life, that's really where I can make a difference.
All right, so let's talk a little more about some of what these modalities are. You
okay.
mentioned acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
What might be another?
Another is food therapy, so diet, nutrition. We know that food is medicine. We
now, that's being, so when, I have limited knowledge about this, but I believe some oncologists for people
mm-hmm.
say, okay, let's change the diet. Too.
Absolutely.
Some it's, don't, but
mm-hmm.
but some do say that.
Yes.
Why do they say that, and how can that work for our pets as well?
For most Americans, the reason that the diet is traditionally changed for people from the experience I've had from being at human integrative centers is that our diets are terrible. They have a lot of processed foods. They have a lot of red meat. They have a lot of dairy, all things which they try to eliminate. Getting conventional cancer treatment can be extremely hard on the body. And so doing everything possible to put in all of the good nutrients, to put in all of the elements that help them to fight the war against cancer that their body is having. And so the same goals exist for me with my patients. I try to transition almost all of my patients from commercial dry processed dog foods to home-cooked diets if possible. I work with the nutritionists at my hospital to make sure that it's appropriate, balanced, and it can be something that other clients can and other referring veterinarians can trust that it's appropriate.
Which is hugely important.
Absolutely.
Not to just try this at home because you're hearing this conversation.
Absolutely. That's extremely important that you work with your veterinarian to do this. And so that I can take some of my Western principles of what I know about cancer along with my Eastern principles of what I know about food energetics and to really create a personalized diet to help that patient in their cancer treatment.
At the end of the day, has it made a difference?
I think it does. I think that the patients that are able to really have all those tools in their toolbox are living a better quality of life. They have more energy. They are having less treatment delays and dose reductions because of toxicities they're experiencing from their chemotherapy. And their owners really feel that they are appreciating that their pet's personality is still there. And so do I think that these treatments are going to treat their cancer so that they live longer? I don't know. But what I do know is if they have a better quality of life for a longer period of time, they will live longer.
Well put. I cannot top that. Dr. Kendra Pope, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Next week on the show, it's a parasite party. We talk about fleas and ticks and also the Zika virus, of course, carried by mosquitoes.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.